Good morning. Welcome, welcome to our day of service, a day where we are expressing our worship by serving others. It's going to be a bit unusual, as you know, as you are an hour earlier than we are accustomed to. And I'm going to start this kind of informal time by inviting those who are seated in the back half of the sanctuary to go on and move up to the front half. I promise the sanctuary won't tip. We're on good grounds. I just want to invite us to be a little bit closer. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Well, as you get settled into your pews, I want to welcome you again to our day of service. This is our fourth annual rice packing event. An outreach in our church that is made possible through a gift given in memory of Connie Eaton. So I'm glad that you are here to share in this. I trust we will be joined by many others downstairs as we get our day going. But to begin our day, I do want to highlight a few announcements. There is a lot happening within the life of the church, so encourage you to dive into your weekly e-blast if you haven't already. But I want to lead off by highlighting the church survey. Brad, did you want to come forward and share a word about the church survey, or would you want me to highlight it from back here? I just want to show off your Iowa State hoodie. So, all right. There we go.
Absolutely. We had Iowa State and the Big Ten champion, future Big Ten champion, win yesterday. So. Fantastic. First of all, thank you to those of you who have already responded to the Church Culture Survey, the FUMC Church Culture Survey. Again, we're treating this as just kind of taking the pulse on where we are as a church. So far, the last I saw, we had 70 respondents, and really, the more of you that can just take a few minutes and just click those five buttons, the better. But this really helps us tell where we're going as a church with our culture survey and our healing process. So if you haven't already, I think we set up the deadline of November 14th, and appreciate it if you could take the time to do that, and we'll report back to you on how we're doing, okay? Thanks.
Thank you, Brad. If you're as adept with technology as some of you this morning, you could probably finish the survey in the time that I'm making these announcements. And so thank you for sharing your feedback with the church's leadership. I also want to highlight another effort that has been underway, I think, for the better part of a year now. And so it was then that we reintroduced our Let's Change Hunger offering. I was asked about it this morning. So this is where all the loose offering is gathered together and used to support local hunger missions. This year, the church and community chose to support the church's Sunday Friendship Lunch due to increased demand for meals and also the increase that we are seeing in food costs. So through September this year, you as a congregation have donated $942.72. Absolutely. And so if you figure that with the average cost of meals being $2.97, you have helped provide, through the loose offerings, over 300 meals for the year. And so thank you for continuing to participating in that impact and change in our community. Also want to remind you, if you took home one of the grocery bags with a list of items that we are donating to the West Midland Family Center, just a reminder that those are due back by November 20th so that we can get them to the center and distributed to those in need. So invite you to be mindful of that. I'm sure we'll be going through the order of our day, or perhaps you're aware of it, but just in case you are not, we're having our abbreviated service here until about 9:30. And then from 9:30 to 9:45, you'll have a little bit of a break. So if the homily or devotional goes a little longer, don't worry about it. You just lose your break. I'm just joking. But we'll have a break from 9:30 to 9:45, just a transition downstairs. We won't be in a rush. There'll be, I believe there's donuts down there by Hamilton's. So very blessed to have that. Invite you into the fellowship hall. Strange how they almost got the loudest applause this morning. And then at 10 o'clock, we'll have the startup of the projects, both the rice packing and then the alternative projects, which we'll hear about later on. And so if you'll be mindful of that, that's starting at 10 o'clock. The children are available to go to the Sunday school right now at 9 o'clock, and there's also nursery starting up. Is the nursery open at this time? So if you need nursery, that too is all available. All right. Finally, just want to note that we won't have a time of gathering the offering this morning. So if you brought your offering, or even if you brought your estimate of giving card that you wanted to turn into the church, invite you to use the offering boxes on the side walls here of the sanctuary. I heard them affectionately called birdhouses. So however that feels most comfortable, I invite you to use those boxes for our offering today. With all that, I'm going to invite us to stand for our opening songs.
Our first song today is Holy, Holy. If you would like to look at the notes in music, you can open Your Faith We Sing and find number 2039. And we're going to sing a few songs together. Gracious Father, gracious Father, gracious Father, we're so blessed to be your children, gracious Father, and we lift our hearts before you as a token of our love, gracious Father, gracious Father, precious Jesus. Precious Jesus, precious Jesus, we're so glad that you've redeemed us, precious Jesus, and we lift our hearts before you as a token of our love, precious Jesus, precious Jesus, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, we're so fill our hearts anew, Holy Spirit, and we lift our hearts before you as a token of our love, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Next song is Give Thanks. Let us sing. Give thanks with a grateful heart. always give up. Jesus Christ is song. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given. Jesus Christ.
You may be seated. Indeed, we have much to give thanks for today as we gather to serve. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this day to be the church. We praise you through our service today as we look to share with those in need, to share joyfully and to be the church together. We give you thanks for one another and for this time of worship, and pray now that you would take the words of my mouth and allow the meditations of our hearts to be pleasing to you, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So I'm going to ask you to imagine, if you will, an individual or moment that made a God-sized difference in your life. Okay, I really want you to imagine that. I know sometimes we ask you to do things in a sermon or during a devotional, and we kind of pose it as a more rhetorical thought. But I want you in this moment to imagine someone in your life, a moment in time that God impacted your life in a God-sized way. Okay, and as you do that, and as somebody comes to mind, as a moment comes to mind, I'm not going to wait till everyone raises their hand, but I ask you to raise your hand just if you have somebody in mind or a moment in time wherein God made a God-sized difference in your life. When you get that in mind, I invite you to hold your hand up. Fantastic. I want you to hold on to that individual. I want you to hold on to that moment in time that God used someone or a moment to speak to you or to inspire you or to remind you that God is still with you. Or perhaps if it was an especially trying time, even in the toughest times, that God used that moment or individual to remind you that you'll be okay. If you're like me, these moments and individuals that we've named in our hearts and in our minds this morning, many of them are far from supernatural. The individuals that we named, they probably didn't wear capes. They didn't have at least visible halos above. And if they were, for many of us, these individuals, probably their halo would be a little off kilter, right? And regarding those God-sized moments, well, my guess is there's something extraordinarily common about them. Morning devotional on a mission trip, walk through the woods, Maybe it was a greeting card or note that arrived in a mailbox. For me, it's a breakfast with my dad at the original Pancake House. And the pancakes there are fantastic, but nothing supernatural. And yet I would point to that breakfast as one of the big reasons why I'm a pastor today. What's the common denominator? What's the common theme amongst all these individuals and moments? It's that God made a God-sized difference in our lives through them. That's the common denominator, the common theme through these individuals and moments that we have named, that God used these to make a God-sized difference in our lives. In 2 Kings chapter 4, we hear from a widow who is desperate for help. Being a widow, we know that she might very likely be in need of help in that day and in that time, and that it would be a desperate place to be. Because her husband had served alongside the prophet Elisha, the widow goes to him pleading for help. In debt and with no means to pay it off, the widow's creditors threaten to enslave her two sons. So imagine being in that place and in that time with no means to pay off your debt, and your creditor is saying that they will take your two children. With only a jar of olive oil remaining in the widow's home, the prophet Elijah instructs her in verse 3, "Go outside, borrow vessels from all your neighbors, empty vessels, and not just a few. Then go in and shut the door behind you and your children, and start pouring into all these vessels. When each is full, set it aside." And so if you know this account, you know the widow goes as she is instructed. And as Elisha promises, the oil kept flowing from her vessel or jar of olive oil and kept flowing until she had poured into all of the empty vessels. Informing him of what had taken place, Elisha says to the widow, "Go sell the oil and pay your debts, and you and your children can live on the rest." So you have that in mind? This desperate widow with a jar of olive oil gathers these vessels and pours into each one of them, to the point that all are filled, to which she can sell them now and live on the proceeds. So what sort of vessels did the prophet Elisha instruct the widow to gather? What sort of vessels did God use to make a God-sized difference in the lives of these three individuals, this widow and her two sons? Do you remember? Were they gilded vessels? Golden leaf painted onto them? Were they jewel-encrusted vessels? Were they perfect vessels? What sort of vessels were they? They were empty vessels. I imagine that they were earthen vessels. I imagine that they were everyday vessels. I imagine that they were imperfect. I imagine that they are the, what's those jars you use for canning? What's that brand? Ball? Okay, I'm thinking of the jar, those ball jars, or if you're... I'm getting in trouble going off the cuff with my humor here, but if you're a little stingy like me, and it's the empty peanut butter jar that you keep, because you know you're going to need that jar for something. That's the vessels. Oh, two thumbs up in the back. Those are the vessels that I imagine. Well, to give you a better sense of what's happening here this morning, I wanted to share with you a little bit about Midwest Missions. I invite you to turn your attention to a brief video that they share. Brian?
...2024 was the year of empowerment, and that was because of our volunteers, donors, and prayer supporters who care so much for people in need around the world. Together, we were able to send tangible resources to make an intangible difference in people's lives. After disasters, families were empowered with supplies to begin sifting through and cleaning up what was left of their homes. Tarps, tools, and even fire equipment were distributed to help with international disaster relief. Many individuals were empowered through needed health supplies that changed lives, saved lives, and even brought new life into the world. Education resources continue to empower children with opportunities to be successful in their future. Lives were changed after people received sewing machines that jump-started micro-businesses around the world, and bikes provided transportation to work, education, and healthcare. That's why our mission is to bring the hearts and hands of God's people together to transform resources into humanitarian relief. Thank you for playing a part in our mission in 2024. We look forward to continuing in our mission, serving with you, so more people have hope in Christ's name around the world and around the corner.
You see all the jars in that video? It's these bags that get stuffed with a meal. They're a Ziploc bag with medical supplies to bring new life into the church. There was a 5-gallon Menards bucket. Some numbers are behind me to see the impact of Midwest Mission, to see what we're a part of today. In 2024, they gave over $6 million in humanitarian aid, impacting the lives of 3 million people. Nearly 181,000 bags of these meal packets were packed that will feed over 1 million people. Nearly 13,000 people have been involved with Midwest Missions this past year, giving time, giving finances. Volunteering on-site and off-site. In health supplies alone, they dispersed over $1 million of medical supplies. After today, over the past 4 years as a church, we will have packed 84,000 meals. Up to now, according to Midwest Mission, all these meals prior to today were sent to Ukraine. It's possible that the meals we packed today may be sent to Jamaica to provide relief in the wake of the devastation left behind by Hurricane Melissa. This is what this day of service is all about. This is who we are. These are the meals that we're packing. These are the items that will be prepared through each of the alternative projects. These items and we as God's people are a means for God to make a God-sized difference in someone else's life. These items And we as God's people are a means for God to make a God-sized difference in someone else's life. Perhaps what will be provided through today is a hand-tied blanket to provide a measure of warmth on a cold night. Perhaps what we provide is a life-saving meal. Or maybe what we provide is an open door for the Holy Spirit to remind someone that God is with them, or to let them know that despite the circumstances all around them, that God is with them and they'll be okay. So thank you for serving joyfully today. Thank you to Chuck and Denise Link and everyone who has been involved with today already, setting this up, making this possible, sticking around afterwards to clean up. And thank you to Connie Eaton, whose witness and family provided us with the financial means to be the church and to be empty jars to make a God-sized difference in our world. Amen? Amen. As we share in this time of prayer, I invite us to be mindful of those who have given a lot in service to our country, whose families who have sacrificed alongside them as well. As we know, coming up this week, we have Veterans Day on November 11th. And so invite us to be mindful of all those who have served, their families who have given alongside them. I know that we have a number of veterans within our congregation. Don't mean to make you uncomfortable, but I invite you to stand that we might recognize all that you have given to our nation. So if you have served in the armed forces, I invite you to stand. We thank you and we thank your families. Let us pray. Loving God, this morning, as the snowflakes land on your creation, we're reminded of how your grace lands in our lives. Sometimes through the events of our days, sometimes through the faithfulness of others, you pour your grace upon us. We meet your mercies in a new way every morning, and we are reminded that you are good and that you are worthy of our praise and our service. And so we pray that you would take all that we offer today, the work that is done, the laughter that is shared, the conversations that take place, the items that we offer to you as empty vessels for your grace to be shared in this world. And God, as we walk through this week, we're mindful of those who have served our nation and have made great sacrifices. serving among us. We pray that you would remember them. We pray that you would remember their families. And pray that we would always be a nation that is grateful for one another. Lord, all this we pray, and so much more. In Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I invite you to stand as we sing our last song today. Here I am, Lord. Number 593 in your hymnal.
Gabrielle, keep playing. And something we used to do on mission trip is we would gather around and in a simple circle. And you know, leading this worship this morning, I'm reminded of honestly how beautiful you are. And I feel selfish that I'm the only one who gets to see that. I mean, the rest of you only see the back of one another's head. And so I'm going to invite you to just kind of form a circle, as we will, around the outside of the pews, and midway through the pews, midway through the back, just so you have a view of one another, of who you are as God's beautiful people, as empty jars that grace can be poured into and through one another. Just invite some of us, if you will, towards the back there to kind of close up that circle. There we go. There we go. Yep. Just fill in that side. There we go. Appreciate you being flexible. And invite us to sing the final two verses of our hymn. Gabrielle?
I, the Lord of snow and rain.
I, the Lord of snow and rain. I have borne my people's pain.
I will break.
Thank you.
I, the Lord of wind and flame. Finest bread.
As we prepare to leave this space and go to our projects, I'm going to invite Amy to share a little bit more of what will be happening in P3 and P4 with our children and with those unable to participate in the rice packing. Amy?
I miss some of our most important folks who are usually starting the service with us. Did anyone else? I missed our little ones. It's very important to us that our little ones are in worship with us for just a second, and they weren't here today. I want you to know, though, that they were praying and singing and learning also. That's how they started their morning. They're going to serve, and I want to tell you a little bit about that. If you aren't able or planning to be downstairs for the rice packing, I would ask you to join us in the Sunday school room as we serve alongside our youngest, somewhere about this tall. And if you're this tall and you're a Jesus follower, you can serve. And you can love and you can help others heal. And those are our goals when your kids go to Sunday school on Sunday. So we are going to tie a blanket that's going to cover a victim of assault at the shelter house. We're going to frost some cookies. Pardon me. We're going to put some goodie bags together for our friends who come for a lunch on Sundays on Thanksgiving weekend. We're going to make some cards for folks who are in assisted living centers or unable to come and be with us in worship on Sunday mornings. And there's one more thing we're going to do, but I can't remember what it is. So you'll find out, though, if you come and join us with our littles and our elementary school kids and a couple of high schoolers and some adults in P3 and P4. We really welcome you to join us. Thank you.
Amy, thank you to you and your team for putting that together. And for the rest, Fellowship Hall, which is directly underneath the sanctuary, you can use the stairwells at the back of the sanctuary to make it down there. Of course, we have the elevator in the hallway along Larkin Street. Just so you're oriented, if you're a guest with us today, there's restrooms located at the bottom of the stairwells as well. And invite you to this time. Thank you for joining us together. May we be empty vessels filled with God's grace today and this week. Amen. 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 Amen.